Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive.
Oh, it's great to be back.
Today, we're diving into a world that I think pretty much all of us are experiencing every day.
Right.
And that is this evolving landscape of retail.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go a little bit deeper than, you know, the typical headlines about, you know, online shopping and big companies like Amazon.
Right.
To really uncover how customer satisfaction is being kind of redefined in this new world.
For sure.
Our guide today is a 2020 paper by Bastian Popp.
Okay.
And it's called Customer Satisfaction in the Age of Omnichannel Retailing and Digital Ecosystems.
Catchy title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to unpack some of the challenges that retailers face today.
Okay.
And how these trends are really kind of shaking up what customer loyalty even means.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to see how customer expectations are changing so rapidly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about, you know, keeping up with the newest tech,
right,
but really understanding how the underlying behaviors of customers are changing.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest shifts is this blurring line between online and offline shopping.
For sure.
So we're seeing traditional stores expanding online.
Yep.
And then we're seeing these online giants starting to experiment with physical spaces.
Yeah.
And Popp highlights a striking statistic.
Okay.
That over half of the top 1,000 online shops in Germany also operate physical stores.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. So clearly it's not just about having one or the other anymore.
Right. Exactly what we're seeing is that retailers are recognizing that they need to be present wherever their customers are, whether that's, you know, online, in store, or even on their phones.
So what are some of the motives behind this shift to this omnichannel approach?
Well, for traditional brick and mortar stores, going online is really a way to expand their reach and compete with these online giants.
Yeah.
But it's not just about survival. You know, it's also about increasing brand presence, getting closer to their customers, and even finding more efficient ways to manage things like returns and excess stock.
Makes sense. And on the flip side, we're seeing these online giants like Amazon experimenting with physical stores and showrooms, which seems kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, you think they would just stay online.
Right.
Yeah.
But it really speaks volumes about how the customer journey itself is changing.
Absolutely. The customer journey is no longer this straight line. It's a complex web of interactions across multiple touch points.
Absolutely.
So, you know, a customer might research a product online, compare prices on different websites, visit a store to see it in person, read online reviews, and ultimately purchase through a mobile app.
Right.
Or they might do the reverse.
Yeah.
You know, check out a product in the store and then find the best deal online, which is what we call showrooming.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time.
Yeah, I think we all do.
So it seems like retailers are having to juggle so many different touch points now. Mm-hmm. You know, websites, social media.
Yep.
Mobile apps, in-store kiosks,
mm-hmm.
even things like smart home assistants and chatbots.
It's a lot.
How can they create this cohesive and satisfying experience across all these different channels?
That's a key challenge for retailers today.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Popp points out in his paper, even when they manage to create a positive customer experience, it's no longer enough to guarantee loyalty.
Wait, are you saying customer satisfaction isn't as important as it used to be?
Well, it's not that simple.
Okay.
Customer satisfaction is still crucial.
Okay.
But it's become more like a baseline expectation rather than a differentiator.
Okay.
So think of it this way. You know, as retailers get better at delivering consistently high levels of satisfaction, they're actually raising the bar for themselves.
So if customers get used to a certain level of service, anything less than that feels like a letdown.
Exactly.
Even if it's still objectively good.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you have this rise of what Popp calls variety-seeking behavior.
Okay.
So today's consumers, particularly younger generations, are much more open to exploring new brands and new experiences.
Right.
So they're not as content to stick with one retailer, even if they're satisfied, because they're constantly being bombarded with new options and possibilities.
So if satisfaction alone isn't the holy grail of customer loyalty anymore, what are retailers supposed to focus on?
Yeah. What's the key to winning over these variety-seeking consumers?
Right.
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Popp suggests that the answer lies in moving beyond satisfaction and focusing on something deeper.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Customer identification.
Okay. Customer identification.
So it's about fostering a sense of connection and belonging that goes beyond simply liking a product or a service.
Okay.
It's about customers feeling a genuine affinity with the brand,
okay,
its values, its employees, even other customers who share their interests.
So it's kind of like finding your tribe, but in the context of retail.
Exactly. And the research suggests that this sense of identification can be even more powerful than satisfaction.
Really?
When it comes to building these lasting customer relationships.
Wow.
So think about the brands that you're most loyal to. Are they simply the ones that offer the best products or services?
Yeah.
Or are they the ones you feel a deeper connection to?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of a few brands where I feel like I really align with their values.
Right.
And I just appreciate their overall vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they make a mistake or have a product I don't love,
yeah,
I'm more likely to give them another chance because of that underlying connection.
Precisely. And this also ties into the concept of co-creation, where the customer experience is no longer solely determined by the retailer,
right,
but it's shaped by a network of players, including the customers themselves. So think about things like user-generated content, online reviews, social media interactions.
So it's not just about the retailer delivering a great experience. It's about fostering this community and giving customers a voice in shaping that experience.
You got it.
Okay.
And this is where we start to see the growing influence of these digital ecosystems, particularly those led by companies like Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Apple.
Ah, yes.
Often referred to as GAFA.
The elephants in the room.
Right.
How can we ignore them?
We can't.
But before we dive into the impact of these digital ecosystems, let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
All right.
All right. So we were just talking about how digital ecosystems,
yes,
especially those led by the GAFAs, are really changing customer expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on how these ecosystems are impacting retail specifically?
Well, for starters, think about features like Amazon's Dash button,
okay,
or voice assistants like Alexa. These innovations prioritize convenience and speed,
right,
often at the expense of traditional brand loyalty.
Right. It's like they're rewiring our brains to just prioritize instant gratification.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
And this can create what Pop calls a lock-in effect.
Okay.
Where customers become so deeply embedded in a particular ecosystem that it becomes difficult for retailers outside of that ecosystem,
right,
to compete regardless of how satisfied their customers are.
So it's like retailers aren't just competing with each other anymore.
Right.
They're also competing with these massive digital ecosystems.
Exactly.
How can they possibly hold their own?
It's definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
But Pop suggests that retailers need to view these ecosystems,
yeah,
not just as threats, but also as potential opportunities.
Okay. How, so
you can give me anything.
Yeah. Give me an example of how a retailer could leverage,
sure,
a digital ecosystem to their advantage.
Imagine a small independent bookstore,
okay,
known for its curated selection and, you know, personalized recommendations.
Okay, I like it.
This bookstore could set up a dedicated online shop within a larger platform like Amazon.
Okay.
And they could leverage the platform's vast audience,
yeah,
to reach new customers who might never have discovered them otherwise.
That's interesting. So they're essentially tapping into the platform's reach and marketing power, but still maintaining their unique brand identity and expertise.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And they can also use the platform's data and analytics tools,
yeah,
to gain insights into customer behavior and refine their marketing strategies.
But wouldn't that also make them dependent on the platform?
Yeah.
What if the platform changes its rules or algorithms?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
There's always a risk of becoming too reliant on a single platform. Mm-hmm. That's why it's so important for retailers to diversify their presence across multiple channels and platforms, online and offline.
So striking a balance.
Right.
Yeah.
Leveraging the power of these ecosystems, but also maintaining a degree of independence and control.
Okay, so getting back to the customer experience then.
Yeah.
How are these digital ecosystems influencing what customers want?
Right.
And expect from retailers?
Well, they're certainly raising the bar in terms of convenience and personalization.
Yeah.
Customers are becoming accustomed to having information, products, and services,
right,
available at their fingertips 24/7.
Yeah, it's true.
They expect seamless experiences across all channels with their preferences, purchase history, and data seamlessly integrated.
So speaking of seamless experiences, I'm curious about how the physical retail space,
right,
is adapting to this digital world.
Yeah.
Pop talks about the rise of smart stores.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Absolutely. So Physical stores are no longer just static spaces. They're becoming more dynamic and interactive, incorporating digital elements to create more engaging and personalized experiences.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that in action. Like those interactive kiosks that let you browse the entire store catalog, or those scan and go apps that let you just skip the checkout line altogether.
Exactly. Yeah. And even more subtle things like personalized recommendations popping up on your phone as you walk through the store.
That's crazy.
Or augmented reality experiences that let you visualize how a piece of furniture would look in your home.
Wow. It sounds almost futuristic.
Right.
But are these smart features actually making customers happier?
Yeah.
Or are they just gimmicks?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
As Pop suggests, the impact of these innovations really depends on how well they're implemented.
Right.
Done right, they can enhance convenience, create a sense of wow factor, and even deepen that sense of personalization we were talking about earlier.
But done wrong, they can just be frustrating or intrusive.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to feel bombarded with irrelevant notifications.
Right.
Or struggle with clunky technology.
It's all about striking that delicate balance between innovation and usability, always keeping that customer experience front and center.
And that balance becomes even more critical in an omni-channel environment.
Right.
Where you're juggling interactions across multiple online and offline touch points.
You're absolutely right. It's about breaking down those silos between online and offline, creating a holistic view of the customer, and ensuring that the brand experience is consistent across all touch points.
So it's not enough to simply have multiple channels.
Right.
We need to work together harmoniously to create this unified and consistent experience.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's about creating a sense of flow and coherence. Mm-hmm. So the customer feels like they're interacting with one brand,
right,
regardless of which channel they're using.
Makes sense.
It's a tall order.
Yeah.
But retailers who can pull it off have a real opportunity to create a competitive advantage.
Right.
And this brings us back to those powerful digital ecosystems we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
As retailers navigate this complex landscape,
they need to find ways to coexist
and
even thrive within these ecosystems.
So what does that look like in practice?
Right.
How can retailers leverage the reach and convenience of these platforms while still preserving their own unique brand identity and customer relationships?
Right.
We'll delve into that question after a quick break. We were just talking about this balancing act for retailers, right?
Yeah.
Leveraging the power of digital ecosystems while still maintaining their own brand identity.
Yeah, it's tough.
Any other thoughts on how they can actually pull this off?
Well, one key is really understanding the unique strengths these ecosystems offer and finding ways to integrate them strategically.
So using the tools and insights these ecosystems provide to enhance their own capabilities.
Precisely.
Okay.
So let's say a retailer has a physical store
and
they want to create a more personalized experience for shoppers.
Okay.
They could use location data from a platform like Google Maps
to trigger targeted offers or recommendations when customers are nearby or even inside the store.
That's a great example, using the ecosystem's data to actually bridge the gap between the digital and physical world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just about personalization.
Right.
These ecosystems also offer incredible reach and marketing potential.
Okay.
Think about social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, those are huge.
Retailers can leverage these platforms to connect with new customers, build brand awareness, and even drive traffic to their online or physical stores.
So it's not just about blindly adopting
every
new feature or platform that comes along.
You're absolutely right. It's about being discerning and strategic.
Okay.
Retailers need to carefully evaluate which ecosystems align with their brand values, their target audience, and their overall business goals.
This all kind of circles back to what we were just discussing earlier about this evolving nature of customer loyalty. It's not just about satisfaction anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding that sweet spot where convenience, personalization, and a sense of connection all come together.
I couldn't agree more. And, you know, in this new world, loyalty might not always be tied to a specific brand.
Right.
It might mean being loyal to a particular ecosystem
that
offers the most seamless and satisfying experience across multiple brands and services.
So is it like shifting from brand loyalty to ecosystem loyalty?
Yes. And that's a fundamental shift
that
retailers really need to grasp if they want to succeed in the long run.
So what does all of this mean for the average consumer?
Yeah.
What can we expect from the future of retail?
Well, I think we can expect even more blurring of lines between the online and offline.
Mm-hmm.
The physical and digital shopping will become increasingly integrated into our daily lives, happening seamlessly through voice commands, smart devices, personalized recommendations that really anticipate our needs.
Yeah. It sounds like a world of incredible convenience, but also potential information overload.
It's a double-edged sword for sure.
Yeah.
And that's why it's more important than ever for retailers to prioritize transparency ethics and data privacy.
Mm.
Customers need to feel confident that their data is being used responsibly.
Right.
And that they have control over their digital experiences.
It's not just about the technology.
It's not.
It's about human connection and trust.
Absolutely. Technology is just a tool.
Yeah.
It's up to retailers to use it in a way that enhances the human experience,
right,
creates meaningful connections, and ultimately builds lasting loyalty.
Well said. This deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
As far as you know, how we shop, how we experience this world of retail.
Yeah, it's constantly changing.
Absolutely.
It's a really fascinating time to be a consumer and a student of this ever-evolving landscape.
It is, and thank you for guiding us through it.
It's been my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring. Keep questioning and keep diving deep.
Sounds good.